Joshua, chapter 5. And it came to pass, when all the kings of the Amorites, who were beyond the Jordan westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites, who were by the sea, heard how that Yahweh had dried up the waters of the Jordan from before the sons of Israel, until we had passed over, that their heart melted, neither was their spirit in them any more, because of the sons of Israel. At that time Yahweh said to Joshua, Make for yourself knives of flint, and circumcise again the sons of Israel the second time. And Joshua made for himself knives of flint, and circumcised the sons of Israel at the hill of the foreskins. And this is the cause why Joshua circumcised all the people who came forth out of Egypt, who were males, even all the men of war, died in the wilderness by the way, after they came forth out of Egypt. For all the people who came out were circumcised, but all the people who were born in the wilderness by the way as they came forth out of Egypt, they had not circumcised. For the sons of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness, until all the nation, even the men of war who came forth out of Egypt, was consumed, because they didn't listen to the voice of Yahweh, to whom Yahweh swore that he would not let them see the land which Yahweh swore to their fathers that he would give us, a land flowing with milk and honey. And their sons, whom he raised up in their stead, Joshua circumcised them, for they were uncircumcised, because they had not circumcised them by the way. And it came to pass, when they had done circumcising all the nation, that they remained in their places in the camp, until they were whole. And Yahweh said to Joshua, This day I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you. Therefore the name of that place was called Gilgal, to this day. And the sons of Israel encamped in Gilgal, and they kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at evening in the plains of Jericho. And they ate of the produce of the land on the next day after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched grain, in the very same day. And the manna ceased on the next day, after they had eaten of the produce of the land, neither had the sons of Israel manna any more, but they ate of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. And it came to pass, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and saw that there stood a man across from him with his sword drawn in his hand, and Joshua went to him, and said to him, Are you for us, or for our adversaries? And he said, No, but as prince of the host of Yahweh I have now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth, and worshipped, and said to him, What does my lord say to his slave? And the prince of Yahweh's host said to Joshua, Put off your sandal from off your foot, for the place on which you stand is holy. And Joshua did so.